The Minutemen are invading town this weekend. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
My name is Carolyn.
Hello, Carolyn. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. I wanted to see what you would say about my name.
Carolyn.
You got it.
That's the first time ever I've spelt it right.
And I'm thrilled. Like, I thought your first reaction was going to be, you've been Carolyn before.
Have you been Carolyn before?
So, funny you should ask, because I was thinking that would be your first reaction, and I was going to say...
I was thinking it.
...that I've been Carol, and I've been Carolina...
Right.
In one of our live shows, we had a Carolina
yes.
in the room, but I have not been plain old regular Carolyn. And we have a listener named Carolyn, who is a friend of mine and a town porter. And she literally let me know she listens recently, but I didn't know she was listening. So don't you love when that happens?
Like, I love when that happens.
People you know listen, like chime
thank you
in.
For listening, Carolyn. And thank you for being here, my Carolyn.
I'm your Carolyn.
They are here.
I am.
So I wanted to say...
Happy Friday.
It's a wonderful Friday, but we have to make this short because I am getting out of town to go to my high school reunion.
Oh my gosh, that's
can
so
you believe
exciting.
It?
I went to my high school reunion 2 years ago. When, what, how should I, can I ask how many year? Is it your 35?
I'm very, very offended.
Okay.
Very
offended. Because I went to my 30th, so I'm thinking you're going to your 35th.
I'm going to my 90th.
You're a couple of years
it's unbelievable how old I am.
You look so good for your age.
It's amazing.
You must use that youthful cream.
108.
Commercials for.
I'll be the only one there, though. So, no, that's okay. Yes, 35th high school reunion.
35th? That's very exciting.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't it weird to go to a 35th high school reunion when you only feel like you're 35 years old?
I feel like I'm 435.
You do?
Yes.
Well, when I went to my 30th, I felt like I only feel like about 25. So, how am I at my 30th?
It is weird because when you go back and you see those people, you
go right back to that time in your life.
No,
right?
I'm thinking you compare yourself to see who you look better than and who you look worse than. That's the original.
Vain. I don't do that.
I'm not vain. There are a lot of people who I did not get along with in high school, and I'm happy to see that
they
may
bad.
Not have aged as well as I have.
Really? Now, see,
and I'm vain also.
Or maybe I should say petty. I don't mean to be mean, because I don't think of you as petty.
Wow.
Paul, I don't think of you as petty, or I would call you Petty Paul, but
right.
I've never called you Petty Paul, right?
I am.
If anything, I call you Pretty Paul, because you're very nice to look at.
But you did call me bald last week.
I didn't. You see, I hate when
you Rogained
things.
Me.
No, I was saying that I know you, and I know that you make these jokes about it, so I thought you would be, like, loving that story.
Speaking of which, do you think if I poured an entire bottle of Rogaine, I can fill in this bald spot before I get up to the reunion?
I don't notice you have a bald spot. I noticed that you're a guy in your 50s who literally has more hair than most guys in their 50s.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I don't even want to go there.
That's disgusting. Exactly.
Gross.
I'm heading to my high school reunion.
Well, let's
so.
Talk about this a little bit. Your high school reunion.
I don't want to talk about it at all.
I want to talk more about that.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean,
don't you want to talk about it next week when I get back so I can let you know on all the fill in on all the details?
But I want to ask you some questions. Like, is there anyone you're looking forward to seeing?
No.
Not one?
Not one person.
And yet you're going. Usually people that aren't looking forward to seeing anyone just don't even go.
I go because I'm vain and I want to see how people... Right.
Compare.
That's
see,
the only reason why
that
I'm going.
I don't do that comparison about the looks, but I do find that when I'm with them all, I feel like I'm 12 through 17 again because I went to junior high with them. And that's what I thought you were going to say, is like how it brings out that part of your, you know what I mean?
No, it just brings out bitterness and
really
the
no, I don't
loneliness I felt in high school. And it's going to be awful.
You're a more evolved person than that. You shouldn't be wrapped up in the nonsense, the superficial. Do you do the thing where some people do where they compare themselves, like who made more money, who was more successful?
Uh-huh.
Do you do that thing too?
Of course not. I don't do anything like that.
I don't do that either. I feel like everyone's on their own journey.
Wow.
I'm very evolved, Paul.
You
Maybe
are.
That's why everyone falls into the vortex of Carolyn.
You must have had in-person therapy this week for the woman.
Honestly, I don't get any of that from therapy. I wish I did. I get that from books that I read and just work I've done on myself.
Well, that is wonderful. Yeah, so I'm going to my high school reunion. A couple of things happening in town that I want to let people know. One of my neighbors, their child is having a lemonade stand tomorrow.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So over
that on the podcast.
Right, over on Elm Street, if you want to go over there, a lemonade stand. I think I don't know what the hell the kid is charging. Mm. Didn't pay me for this commercial. But this is our first actual commercial. Isn't this wonderful?
No, it's another free promo. We've been doing a lot of free promos.
Oh, is
promos.
This a free promo?
You said they didn't pay for it. So
well, this is sort of a
but
community
now,
news.
The only thing is, I just have to say, and you can edit this out if you want, But I feel like we're going to have angry listeners that are like, why did he promote that kid's lemonade stand, but you guys have never promoted my kid's lemonade stand or fundraiser?
Well, because this kid is cutting me in on the profits. Do you want to know the I wasn't going to cut you in, and he's going to cut me in.
Is that one that you think of as a brat?
Well, no. I told you, I negotiated a deal. They're cutting us in.
How much could you make? Even if they charge $1 per glass of lemonade?
There you go.
You're going to get 20 cents on the dollar?
I take 50 cents.
Really?
I'm a tough guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just don't want to alienate listeners whose children are doing bake sales and magazine sales, and we haven't promoted that.
Any listeners whose kid or any brats are selling stuff?
Are you kidding me?
Don't talk to us. Go somewhere else. Okay, go to the community newspaper.
Go to the community newspaper. But Paul has one favorite kid on his street, and he just did that for you.
That's it. There so go to
and
Elm Street.
Kid's parents better listen. To
go
the
to Elm Street and get some lemonade.
Okay, I hope that kid's parents listen to our show.
The other thing, big thing in town, the Minuteman race is coming through
the
town.
Minuteman
the
race.
Annual
Are you
Minuteman.
Signed up to do it?
I'm going to be out of town at my high school reunion. Otherwise, I would be Minutemaning.
Would you be Minuteman walking since you're a speed walker?
How'd
or would
you know?
Would you do the race?
Peter and I would just walk and complain and make fun of everybody in the race. But a Minuteman race. Now, what is that? I don't even. Do people dress up? Or
yeah,
what is this
what
story?
Whenever I see it, I think they're dressing up and recreating the Revolutionary War. Because, you know, Townport had a big part in the Revolutionary War. The British landed here. That's why there's the Revolution statue down
right.
on the beach. So I think that's why they do the Minuteman race. I've always wondered if they do it in costume.
Right.
But I personally am not a runner, so I've actually never gone to it.
The British are coming. The British are coming. Are
That's
you going to be dressing
she
up?
Said.
How dare you?
How dare
I thought you weren't
so going to
be
gross.
Dirty anymore.
Yeah, but I said I wasn't doing any swears.
Oh, so you'll just do sexual
I can talk
innuendos?
About sexual innuendos.
All
sure.
the day long.
I mean, the British are coming. The British are coming. I mean, that whole line, even when I was in school, I thought. Seriously, do you really think that's what they said?
Yes, I do.
You don't think they called an orgasm coming back then in British times? Like, I feel like people then would have laughed.
The British hath be coming, don't
I feel
they?
Like
they do
saying,
a lot
the
of.
The British are arriving. The British are arriving.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, because I think if they said the British are coming, the British are coming. Some 1600s like bridge and tunnel asshole. Oh, it's war.
I knew I would get it out of you. It's some. It took three shows, but I finally got it out of you.
1600s. Like, low-class person would be like, coming, you know?
So are you going to dress up? Because I'm not going. Or are you just going to mock people from the side of the road? Or are you going to cheer people
I've
on?
I've never gone to it because I'm not a runner. And it makes me feel guilty when I go to these kind of, like, races. You remember the turkey trot discussion
right.
we had?
Which
when
you didn't show up at,
and
yes.
everybody's running, and I'm, like, a lazy bones who... I don't even speed walk. I stroll. I'm like the slowest walker ever.
Here we go. I've got an idea for you.
Yes.
You're going to make money this weekend. You're going to open up your own lemonade stand on the route so that people who are running will have to stop and buy your lemonade. How does that sound?
I don't know, but my eye's twitching.
You're so excited about this.
The eye twitch. Wait, so I'm going to do the lemonade stand on the route.
Right. Even though they can get free water anywhere else, you're going to stand there, lure them in.
With
sans bra.
Personality.
And then
sans
you'll be
bra,
able to,
or do you think I'd be luring in better with a bra? Because
no,
then they're up.
No.
Aren't boobs better when they're up?
It doesn't
You're
matter.
You're the first guy to tell me they're really better hanging.
Boobs are boobs.
Really?
Just show them out there. Something low cut. You'll sell a lot
Wet
of lemonade.
T-shirt with lemonade? Oh,
we're
my God.
We're tying everything together.
Everything for
this is going to be the greatest Minuteman
like
race
enthusiasm
ever.
When he was in the producers, and everybody in the audience was somebody from one of the episodes.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's what we should do for our last episode of this season. We should tie in everything that's happened.
Perfect.
Okay.
So Minuteman race, my high school reunion.
Yes.
And
oh,
a lemonade stand.
Speaking of high school reunions, isn't Seniors Cut Day coming up?
I heard it was coming up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when it is,
well,
but it's sometime
out, but
next
mine
week.
Mine are still in high school. So my high schooler said Senior Cut Day is coming up. And I was very proud because he said to me, you know, I'm not going to do that though, Mom, because we're not like officially allowed to. And I want to follow the rules. He's a big rule follower. And I was so proud because do you know, Paul, that when it was my senior skip day over in Townfield, one town over, I was one of the very few seniors who did not cut and go to the beach. I was there. We
wow.
called it Senior Skip Day, not Senior Cut Day. But... I went to school, so I was proud that my son, without me saying it, said to me, I wouldn't
If he said, to I'm going to take Senior Cut Day, what would you have said?
I would say how when I went to school on Senior Skip Day, the social studies teacher came up to me in the hall and said, Carolyn, I knew I was going to see you here. If I was going to pick one student that would be here, it would be you. And I was like, thank you. And I sat there in classes by myself or with one or two other people. But I felt like, you know why? I was class president. And I felt like I have to set an example. I can't just be like every delinquent kid. I have to rise above and have class presidential behavior.
Okay, two things about this story. Yes,
I was class president.
No, it wasn't about the class president. Okay. I totally forgot what the first thing was.
Two things about the story. The social studies teacher came up to me. Are you going to ask me if I was with a bra? I had a bra on.
I wore a bra to school. I was not going to ask you about your high school bra then.
As I've told you, the only times I've not worn the bra is in my own house. Oh, well, that's not true. I sometimes leave the house without a bra, but never for work or school. To run errands, that's another story. It's not official business, you know? Work or school, I'm a bra-only kind of girl.
I've totally forgot what I was going to say. I'm off to my high school reunion.
Okay. Well, have so much fun. Wait, should I go with you to the high school reunion?
I was thinking you can go in my place.
You can go as your date.
You can go as me.
You went to an all-boys school. Do only the boys show up at the high school reunion, or do their spouses come?
Like, spouses come
okay.
also. Significant others come.
Is your ex-ex-wife going to the reunion?
My ex-ex-wife is not going to the reunion.
Because she doesn't want to bother?
She said she would rather...
watch Jeopardy and Final whatever.
Right, it's a Friday night. She can't miss any of those shows.
Is it that she's like, well, you don't even like these people, so why would I go? Or is it, I mean, doesn't she want to go to support you so that you can like show off? Look at my hot ex-ex-wife, like since you're into competition with your people.
What she wants is a weekend away from me. It's the greatest thing ever for her. Are you kidding me?
Right, but don't you want to show off like look what a young looking wife I have at the 35th?
No.
Okay. Will other guys come with a girl?
Who knows? I have no idea.
Or with a guy or with a partner?
I have no idea.
Will anyone bring their wet dog?
That is what's coming up. The wet dog. I'm off. Have fun at the Minuteman race selling your lemonade.
I sure will. I'm pouring some on me.
My name is Paul.
My name is Carolyn.
Carolyn, a pleasure seeing you. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Love you, community. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.